إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, inshallah, بإذن الله تعالى وبتوفيقه, we want to start one series on the issue of making effort, the issue of succeeding, the issue of being successful in this dunya wal akhirah, inshallah. I want to start that with one ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Najm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلَّيْثَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and for the human being, there is nothing other than what he makes effort for. So what is this effort? The reason I thought of this is because one of our dear friends, he made a comment in passing. He said, no matter what you do, in the end, only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give, He will give. Now that sounds like a good thing, and it sounds like a logical thing, but actually that is not what is fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say that. Allah did not say, do whatever you want, but I will give you only what I want. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for the human being is only that which he makes effort for. Now, having looked at that, having understood this ayah, if you look at your life and if I look at my life and if you look at things around us, you will still find many cases, not one, where people are making a lot of effort, but they are not succeeding. You will find many cases where people make effort and they succeed. You also find cases where people actually are making a lot of effort, but that success, whatever they were working for, that they haven't got. And you have a third category where people apparently don't make that much effort, but they get a lot. So how do you explain all this in the light of the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this? And he said, that for the human being is only that which he makes effort for. Now for that, we have to understand one very important thing, which is that both the effort and the reward for the effort, the result of the effort, is two-dimensional. There is a dunyavi dimension to it, and there is an ukhrawi dimension to it. There is a dimension to it in terms of this world, and there is a dimension to it in terms of the akhirah. So in the effort also, there is the effort that we make in terms of pure worldly effort, you know, physical effort. You want your business to succeed, you actually get up and go in the morning and you open the shop. So this is physical effort. But along with the effort, Allah did not say, for a man is only that which he makes physical effort for. Allah said effort for. Now effort is physical effort, and it's also the spiritual effort. To the extent to which the person has been making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the extent to which the person has tried to change himself so that his dua becomes more acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is the dua of the person who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is also the dua of the person who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people suddenly remember God when they get into trouble. When everything is going fine, there is no zikr of Allah. Or even if there is a zikr of Allah, it is when it is convenient. But when you come to something where, and a typical example is our weddings and so on and so forth. Because Allah gave you wealth, and Allah gave you health and so on. So when it comes to indulging your own desires, you have no problem disobeying Allah, no problem breaking all the rules, no problem indulging in haram. And if somebody reminds you, that person becomes the bad one. Right? But then suddenly, one day some problem happens, either it's health or whatever. Then suddenly you start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you come running and saying, please make dua for this and please make dua. Make dua for what? What happened to you? And make dua when things were going good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when you are on the ship and the ship is caught in a storm and the clouds are all dark and there are a lot of waves and so on and looks like you are going to drown, then suddenly you become very mukhlis and you become very sincere in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua, oh Allah save me, oh Allah save me. But once you come to the shore and now you are on on firm ground, then again you go back to your shirk. You forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you forget all that ikhlas which you had on the sea. So this is human nature. So therefore, in terms of the effort, so there is the effort of the one who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through thick and thin, through good and bad. Even when things are good, alhamdulillah, he will not disobey Allah. And there is the one who does what actually suits him. Now, at the time of trouble, both will make dua. But obviously, the dua of both of them is not equally acceptable. So, there will be part of the effort is also to straighten yourself. Part of the effort. That's why the whole point of tawbah, the whole point of tawbah in changing the path of destiny. Because that's what tawbah does. When you sincerely make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you make istighfar, you ask Allah's pardon, you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you change your life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors. So there is the, in terms of effort, there is the effort which is physical and there is the effort which is spiritual. So many times when we are working towards for a project or some success or whatever, whether it's business or otherwise, we focus a lot on the physical effort because that's what we see, which we can touch and feel that. But in terms of spiritual effort, how many times do we think that, am I really praying tahajjud? Am I making dua? This is one of the things which I have always maintained and said that if you want, especially I say this too when I think about this in terms of people in the work of Dawah who are doing, who have projects or who are doing work for the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you cannot succeed unless everybody in your organization is praying tahajjud. Now that is, who's doing it? I mean, I'm not saying nobody is doing it, but I don't know, Allah Alam, whether it's so. And when I'm saying everything, everybody, I mean everyone, including your driver, your doorman, whoever is there in your organization who is associated with you, must be praying tahajjud and praying for the success of that work. And I'm not saying this, this is again not my fatwa, I'm not saying my opinion. This is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. This is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba did. There was not one of them who was not praying for the success of the Da'wat of Islam. Not one of them. In whoever was with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm not saying, all the 100,000 or whatever everywhere, but the core group of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba who were with him, and from various narrations, we have some numbers, and usually numbers are around 100 people. So the point is that those people, nobody ever committed any haram, nobody ever left a salah, nobody ever, and the quality of their salah is, what can we say about the quality of the salah of Sahaba? And nobody ever missed tahajjud, nobody ever missed making dua. And so the success came. So this is the example, the best example for us is the example of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So effort has to be made in both parts. Second thing is the result of the effort, and that's the ayah. The result of the effort also comes in both parts. Now this is something again we forget. It is something we forget. The result of the effort also comes in both parts. On the face of it, for example, the result of the effort, on the face of it, you will find that you were facing failure. You tried to do something, it did not work. You tried very hard, it didn't work. Now, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Taif, for example, supposing we had said, write down your stated objective. What was the stated objective? Was to convince those people. He did not go there to be stoned. He didn't go there so that he will be insulted. No, he didn't go for that reason. He went to convince them. But what was the result? The result was the opposite. Not only did they not get convinced, but they actually assaulted him or had him assaulted by their own people. So, on the face of it, you are seeing failure. So, you say, okay, here is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he himself failed. But is it failure? I'm not saying only out of aqidat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm saying, is it really failure? Because if you see the effort that he made, obviously there is a physical effort of going, there is also a spiritual effort of connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now when the result came, there is a visible part of that result which is apparent failure. But there is an invisible part of that result. First of all, in terms of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what was the result of that trip to Taif? The result of the trip to Taif was wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salam came. Ya Rasulullah, your Rabb has heard your dua. Ya Rasulullah, here is the angel of the mountains. So, honoring by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second thing is, my interpretation of this whole thing was, here was the physical challenge and the test. What came was a spiritual challenge and test, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel of mountains and say, you are under his command. And Jibreel alayhi salam said, here is the angel of the mountains. The angel made salam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, your Rabb has put me under your command. You command me, I will do what you want. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what can you do? He said, I can join the two mountains and Taif will cease to exist. There will not a single person will be alive. There will be no record that this city ever existed. Now in my view, that was a second test to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was a spiritual test. What was the spiritual test? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We sent you only except as a Rahman. For nothing except for the Rahman. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the sword in his hand and saying, kill who you want. Do what you want. They harmed you harm them back, no problem. Spiritual test. And what did he say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, my Rabb did not send me to kill people. He had the power in his hand. He said, no, I will not use it. I will not use it. And he said, my dua is that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, if these don't accept, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make their children accept and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise from them people who will be good for Islam. And we have many examples of that. So here was a second test. So this test, actually, if you now look at it from the thing, this was graduation, took him to a second class, graduation takes him higher in closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The test results in success. So now if we look at this, plus then if you look at what you undergo when you, what happens to you when you undergo difficulty is you become stronger. The blow that doesn't kill you only strengthens you. So you become stronger. So the greater spiritual strength, greater thing of, okay, I survived that. So that means I can survive more and more. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned how he sent the jinn to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the same Taif trip. And the people of Taif did not accept, but the jinn, immediately they accepted. And they went and they spread Islam. So his mission in terms of success, now if you look at success only purely from, he went to Taif, he came back, he failed, no. Then there is, that's a limited view of success. We are not seeing success in its entire component. So then if we take the ayat of this and say, did this ayat fit Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say, Allah said, for a man is only what he makes effort? Yes, there is. Allah, he made effort and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him success in several different ways. Alhamdulillah. So we have to see effort and we have to see success in the full aspect, which is the physical and the spiritual. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this for ourselves. The third part, and tomorrow we'll talk more about effort and what is intelligent effort and so on and so forth, and inshallah, we'll also talk about the third part, which is the issue of barakah. That's min Allah ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, and we ask Allah for this, inshallah, tomorrow more when we talk about this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success, to give us barakah, and to be pleased with us, and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatullahi.